part of the set, please. I'm talent.
Don't forget, I'm Julian.
Is JFK still dead? Oh, pardon me, we're shooting something. Hello, I'm Drew Lane talking into this fake mic to tell you how dangerous bullshit news is for your health. Listen to Charlie LaDuff, the No Bullshit News Hour. But can we do that again? I'll beat it. That's what I take my glasses off.
There's a fucking mic in this guy's hand.
No bullshit.
If you tend to agree, I've realized that.
No bullshit.
How's your head, Mannequin Joe? We banged that shit into the trunk. Remember?
No bullshit.
This just did breaking news. No more bullshit. No more bullshit.
No bullshit.
Na 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 na. No bullshit.
No bullshit.
Are we up?
No bullshit. We're up.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Charlie.
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm well.
All right, before I forget, Facebook Live is brought to you by American Coney Island, the best in Michigan, the first in Michigan, Lafayette, and Michigan Avenue, right downtown, red, white, and blue building. And remember, it's the holiday season, it's football season. You want to send a Coney kit to your friends anywhere in the country, just go to AmericanConeyIsland.com.
It's the best holiday gift you can send.
It is a pretty good gift.
It is a pretty good gift. I mean, and they're getting fed, and they're delicious Coneys.
We send it to
they snap.
Our crack staff around the country. When they appear, we, you know... We send
just
it
give
to
them some love.
Yeah, and they dig it. Hey, is weed legal?
It is.
Is it?
Well, I mean, I think it's going community by community. Because, like, Taylor just voted to not allow recreational marijuana to be sold within their city limits.
Right, but can you have it now? You can do it?
If you have a card. You're supposed to have a card to have it, and it has to be on your private residence.
Not for recreational, though, right? Karen, who's
joining
us from Las Vegas?
That's right, and there's an American Coney Island out here. Yeah, and
there is. Oh, and if you go to Vegas, you can go to the American Coney Island in the D Hotel.
In the D, yeah.
That's true.
My picture's on the wall over there.
Is it really?
I'm not sure, Charlie. If it's, I don't think recreationally it is approved. No, I don't think so.
I think it's approved. Well,
I know.
Here's what I know today. There is the news today, Friday, as of midnight. Michigan's taking the final steps towards ending the prohibition of marijuana. The state began accepting applications for the licensing of recreational marijuana businesses. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
But, you know, I mean, can you have your weed now without a card?
I don't know.
Because I was just in Ferndale, and somebody handed me this pinner in here.
Oh, nice.
See, because I think what's going on in Ferndale is they're moving to get these businesses, and I think they're trying to do pot cafes.
Well, I think...
What's a pot cafe? What is that?
Where you go in, and you can buy a joint or buy a couple joints.
It'd be like, it's Amsterdam.
Right, you're having a coffee and a joint.
Yeah, and you get yourself a Stella Artois and have a doobie.
And I don't know that it's legal per se to have in possession of it, but I don't think they're enforcing it.
Like,
so maybe it's just an enforcement
thing.
It's
supposed to be a news show and we don't even freaking know.
You know what I mean? Fucking drugs.
But I think you could have it. But they did. Fuck it. They just gave me this pinner and let's see what this pinner's all about. I think it's legal. Is it legal? Yeah.
We're going to go with it's legal.
Am I allowed to?
Sure.
Well, here's a disclosure. Don't follow that. Make sure, because I don't want somebody to go out and say, hey, Charlie said I could shit, and the cops say otherwise.
Charlie LaDuff said I could carry an ounce of weed.
Yeah, you got another pop.
Oh, that sounds smooth.
It's a little homegrowny. Woo, not bad. So, Happy, it's your right to do what you want with your body.
And Friday, Happy.
Can we please not make this San Francisco? You been there lately?
No, I haven't been to San Francisco
lately. It's like Flophouse Central. It's like every bum in the world's gone there, because California still gives you cash welfare.
Right.
And, you know, nice food stamps and the weather's good and everybody's rich and there's just people flopped out everywhere. Clouds of weed smoke everywhere. It's like Seattle. It's like the whole West Coast like that.
Jeez, you sound like Donald Trump.
I'm just telling you.
He's like, oh, the people out there in San Francisco, they're ruining the oceans.
Man, even Seattle, they got big problems, man. They got like a whole homeless city next to the highway. I mean, you know, it's gravy out there. They got some big issues.
My wife and I went to Seattle last year, and it was first time there. And it was a beautiful city. It was a great thing. They did have a homeless problem.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people on the streets. So, but I think, you know, that's a problem everywhere in this country.
Yeah, I was going to say America has a homeless problem.
Yes, they do.
A homelessness problem. We really do. And nobody's tackling it, patching it up like we do everything.
Sorry, I was just passing the joint. Don't Bogart the joint.
Sorry, Karen.
Hey, is that smoking weed on the lower level?
I think it's legal. Well, I think Mannequin Joe's going to pass out. You know, he is with smoke and unpurified tap water. Be perfect out there on the West Coast.
It tastes good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Hey, you guys behave while I'm gone. You know, I got to keep doing
What are you doing out there, Karen, by the way?
Had a little business to take care of, so just, you know. Coming out to take care of it, trying to have to wrap it up before the end of the year. So,
you want to share with us what that business is? Is it monkey business?
Nope.
Monkey
business? That's a private conversation, Charlie. This is a podcast with a ton of folks. You don't have people coming up to me in the airport saying, hey, I listen to Charlie's podcast. I love it.
That's our
podcast. Oh, that's great.
It's a family here.
I know. Well, but you know, you're the face and the name, and that's cool. Everybody's cool with
don't
that.
Don't be
but
jealous. Don't be hating. I got enough of that.
Nobody's hating Charlie.
It is really, but, you know, it's really.
It's
difficult.
Interesting though. People listen, and I've had a lot of media people say, "Hey, I love that podcast."
Because like, okay, we're saying what they're not. We're saying what they want
can't.
To say.
Or that's a good point, Karen. What they can't say.
Yep, what they're not being allowed to. Crazy.
When did you fly out there, Karen?
I flew out Thursday morning, got here at 8 o'clock in the morning, actually. I forgot about the time.
I don't need the itinerary. Yep. It's just a lead-in question to the news, you know.
Okay.
So, were you here for the latest sock puppet theater this week in Detroit?
I saw some of it on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Everybody should know about it. The sock puppet theater. Okay, let me just go like this. Another scandal, you know, Mike, you know, deleting emails and demolition, and you might not even get that bond through. Because it turns out, remember we told everybody, won't cost a penny?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's property taxes were supposed to go down because debt was sunsetted. And now they're just going to throw some more debt on it for the next 30 years.
And city council's not going along with it either.
I don't know if he's got the votes.
Yeah, I don't think he's got the votes.
That's $250 million.
Yeah.
Right?
But I also saw where, as usual, his announcements precede any conversation or advisory information or exchange to council?
Well, yes. So let's tell people what it is. Sorry, guys. It does affect all of you. Everybody in Michigan, this affects you. It does.
All state taxpayers.
Because you have to do the math. And we're going to do that. I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people listen.
Don't be sorry. That's our job.
So now we got a ribbon cutting, right? We're going to change the subject. News is we're going to get a $300 million technical innovation center run by the University of Michigan. Big press conference, big headlines, sounds great. Except here was the thing. On the 6-page press release, right there on page 2, we don't have the money. We don't got the money yet. Well,
how are they going to pay for it?
They're going to take 3 to 6 months and come back and tell us the feasibility of this project. What is that?
You think they would have done the feasibility before the announcement?
Okay, well, if the media is listening, look, guys, we're family. Why are y'all just reporting we're getting one? That's not how it goes.
No.
No, Bob, no, that's not how it goes. But
not
we
how it goes.
We get this really cool watercolor of where, you know, next to the Greektown Casino downtown. You pull it up there, join the Facebook Live. See that there? That's Greektown to the left of it. And right behind it, that little glass building, is what's currently that really ugly cement courthouse.
But it's not there.
But the courthouse isn't in the picture.
Right.
And look next to the courthouse where the jail currently is. It's not in the picture.
Not there.
So remember, this site is the site of Bob Ficano's failed jail, right?
Which the taxpayers of Wayne County already paid $300 million for. They're on the hook for it.
Yeah, let's go like this. I need to do this, which you and I did, and Joel Kurth and a few others, but we really ran those numbers. We did that. Now I regret it. Because if they just would have spent an extra $100 million, we'd save so much more. Because that site, we spent $150 million, they say. It's more than that, but take $150. But we borrowed it.
Right.
And we have to pay it back.
Don't forget interest.
$14 million a year for 30 years. Do the math. That's over $400 million for a hole.
Right.
Okay, now they're going to stick this on there. We don't know where the money's coming from. Stephen Ross, the billionaire developer. And I believe this one could get done because Big Boss Ross knows how to build shit.
Yeah.
He's got $15 billion worldwide. Than Dan. Well, yeah, we'll get to that. But this is all part and parcel because if you're going to tear down the courthouses and shit, which Dan Gilbert now owns, by the way.
The courthouse.
He owns the courthouse. He owns the jail. He's renting it back for a buck. While he's building the new courthouse and jail across town next to the trash incinerator.
Right.
I kid you not. Okay. I looked into that one. While everybody was drinking coffee and eating their donuts, I got in the car and I went over there. That fucking project looks to be about 3 years away. It's publicly funded, $400 million's coming from us, and $100's coming from Dan.
And the land where it's supposed to go, is it still got buildings on it?
No, they're starting to...
They're starting to demo it.
They got some steel up, and they've got some of the foundation poured, right? But that fucking thing's already $40 million over cost because they forgot to put a power source in. How about that?
What do you mean they forgot to put a power source
in? They forgot.
How do you forget to put in fucking power?
They didn't know how they were going to do the power, so they just said, let's get going, and...
They won't need electricity.
We'll sign an agreement to talk about it. Now, if Gilbert is signing on for anything that goes over... Why has the county acquiesced? We have to pay for it. Plus $50 million in management fees. That's $100 million, folks. Okay, and it's 3 years away?
Well, yeah.
Well, goddamn. So, from there, guess where I went? To the Dan Gilbert Hudson's skyscraper site, which we're giving hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives and $250 million in your money. People, $250 million
our money.
Your cash. And it's borrowed. So it's your money.
Plus
it's your kids' money. It's your grandchildren's money. Now, let's take a look at that. Because already right now, we're paying him $1.5 million in cash a month for the next 35 years. Because we give him $250 million. What's there? A hole. Foundations. That's it. So you know what I did then? Folks out there, I know this is probably a boring show, but this weed is working.
No, it's not. It's not boring.
I'm doing math on weed. Hey, all you burnouts out there, it is possible.
It is.
It is possible.
Stay in school, but it is possible.
It's just leftover Halloween.
Now I know why he gave it to me. That's a little lower grade quality, but it works. Okay.
Yeah, trick or treat, you know.
There are no architectural plans for this skyscraper, okay? There are none. None. There's permits for footings and foundations, right?
It's supposedly the tallest skyscraper in Detroit.
In the state. Tallest building in the state.
In the state. So you would think they would have those plans done years before they started construction.
I mean, come on.
I thought
you're breaking up, but just keep... yakking in will tell you when it starts working.
Go stand by a window.
Could have tried a hard line.
I am. I'm literally hanging out of the window.
Oh, now we got
in
you.
Vegas?
Yeah.
You're literally hanging out of the window in Vegas.
Not literally.
I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend that, Karen. Get back in.
I am pressed against the window. But I thought the Hudson property, though, the building on that was being touted as the tallest.
Yes.
So that's...
But now, because they can't get the financing together, which I told you a couple months ago, I don't know.
Right.
I think this thing's going to be a liquor store. But they can't find the financing for it. They're looking for a hotel partner. And yet this new thing they're building is going to have a hotel. And there are no plans. And there's an underground river beneath the Hudson site. So they got to deal with that. So the point being this. That's costing us. We didn't even, it was a promise. We gave him the land for a buck. So if we're still on Facebook Live, if you're not, guys, just go to my Facebook fan page or whatever they call it, professional page, and you can see these pictures. If you look in the background, look at this picture, Joey. Look in the background, the skyline of Detroit. This is, I'm assuming this is 5 years in the future, right? 3 years to finish the new jail, plus 2 years to build this shit.
Right.
Look in the, there's no, in this futuristic rendering that of Gilbert's, who's partnering with Ross somehow with money we don't have yet. Look back there. Where's the Dan Gilbert tallest skyscraper in Michigan? It's taller than the Rensen. It's taller than the Fisher Building. Do you see it?
It's not there.
It's not there.
Which is crazy because it's a Dan Gilbert rendering.
And you really want
and
me?
You would think he would draw in his, you know, even if it was like a Trump with a Sharpie, draw in a skyscraper. But it's not. There's nothing there.
Maybe liminal message.
Well, that's a good point.
For those who are paying attention.
So, you know, it's boring, but here's it's not boring.
Or maybe it's a middle finger. Or maybe it's a middle finger to everybody who's not paying attention.
How come nobody asked that? Look, they had a tent on the failed jail site. And it was like oodles and oodles of people, dignitaries, what the press is up on a riser, and nobody's asking it. And you know what? To be honest, I'm not hanging around to the end, right, to get the bullshit theater. You know, I'm not doing that. So, oh, let me get that, bud. God, that's weird. So that's fine.
All right, guys. You're okay. Going to have to hold it down.
All right, you want to introduce the piece you did? We'll play it in a minute.
Yeah, Charlie, I will. You know, based on the conversations that we have all the time and what I always say, narrative doesn't necessarily reflect a reality. And people hear my opinion. They hear your opinion. But what about the opinion of the people that are in the neighborhood? You know, the ones that are not at the press conferences or at the ribbon cuttings or included in these multi-million dollar developments that are not coming to fruition. I went into the neighborhood and I asked them.
Oh, Karen went to the people.
Yeah.
Went to the people.
We'll play that as soon as I'm done with my rant. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, you rant. I love you guys and I'll see you.
Yeah. Have a good, whatever you're doing.
Have a safe trip, Karen.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We'll see you when you get back.
God, that all weed, right. That thanks. Weed, bye. Man. Woo. ADR. Experienced, overseeing more than $250 million in private and public construction projects since 2001 that actually get done. ADR, competent, reduce your costs, increase your bottom line. ADR has saved clients millions. ADR consultants are experts in procurement and government compliance. ADR, honest, ethical, smart. Call Barry Ellentuck at 248-318-9424 for a consultation. ADR consultants providing construction, management and IT consulting services for your company, municipality, or law enforcement agency. Get it done right, on time, on budget. ADR Consultants.
ADR. You want it done? Call ADR.
248-318-9424. So, dude.
Yes.
Leave that up. I like that, man.
I like it. A little Pink Floyd.
Just play that through, man. You know. I'm in the basement, smoking weed. Joey, I'm going to have to light
a cigarette. That's how our podcast rolls.
I'm going to have to light a cigarette. You're going to have to deal with it, man. Okay. So, like, people are negging on me. Just negative. Look, I'm on your side. Let me read.
On social media?
Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy who's completely unplugged. I'm not on any social media platforms at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in my understanding and people's reporting of it and hearing just regular people like Charlie talking about it, it seems like all people want to do is talk fucking negative shit on social media.
Well, hey, Bob, thanks for explaining to us how social media works.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it works, but to me it just seems like...
It's not like a grandpa.
The only thing anybody ever wants to say is something negative. Nobody's like, hey, Charlie, that was a nice hat you wore. You know,
to be fair... Most of the stuff on social media is not negative. It's not. It's social, you know? And there are trollers, and there are people that disagree. There's dicks. But what do we do in life? We always gravitate to the one asshole.
Well, true.
And ignore the good feelings and wishes. And
from the vast majority of people.
Of people.
Right. You go to that fucking dick.
Right. It's called friends, not frenemies, you know?
Right.
So, you know, having said that, When I walked away, man, you know, I walked.
Well, and you're in a worse spot than say like me or Mannequin Joe would be or Karen would be, because you're a name, you're a personality, you know.
Don't you call me a personality?
Well, but I'm saying that people perceive you that way, and they're gonna tear you down just because of that.
No,
no difference in J Lo. It's no difference in J Lo. It
totally is. It's totally different. We're high, so, but. In the sense that personalities get picked on for their clothes. They get
superficial things.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to be a mind, right? And look, I'm for everybody, man. I'm not against anyone. Like, I'm just trying to offer a point of view for this 1 hour a week that you might consider when you're making decisions and looking at what your government's doing to you. You know what I mean?
Because you're saying something. Yeah. And so they're attacking you for what you're saying.
Don't you remember when I did the Little Caesars Arena story and it got pulled off the air?
Yeah.
You know, like, I wasn't upset, baby upset. I was disappointed. It was like, it's here. It's here. The corporate takeover of everything is here.
Oh, for sure.
And now look, then HBO comes in a couple years after I did it. Says, hey, where's all the stuff you promised with all those hundreds of millions of dollars we gave you? And you lied. You gave me watercolors.
Yeah.
Come on. That's money for schools. That, you know? Oh, is it over? Pink Floyd? Yeah, just leave it where it was, man. That was awesome.
It's still on.
All right.
You're welcome. All of love that.
So, you know, I mean, could go to the schools. My wife works in the schools.
Oh, my God. Go to the schools, go to the emergency services.
But my wife works roads. In the schools. She sees the consequence of what children, you know, with less, the lesser they get. It's very profound things going on. And we all really are chipping in.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that. This isn't some tax revoltist scheme. This isn't give it all away scheme. It's like, here's where all our money's going. Everybody's mad at the government. Where's all the money?
Well, and I don't think you could find anybody that would make the argument that would say, oh, kids shouldn't get that money. We shouldn't have, you know, proper education. We shouldn't have, you know, proper preschool and daycare and things for kids. No one's going to say that.
Well, I'll give you Matt Kramer.
What's he say?
Guy on out there in life. Respect, Matt. What's up, brother? He writes, here is Happy LaDuff finding a problem with any development in the city of Detroit. Move along, Charlie. Move along. I say, it's math. He say, it's your math.
Just any problem.
And I say, math is math. Problem is nobody's doing math.
No.
That's where it's all at with government.
Well, not only are they not doing the math, not realizing that's coming out of your check. I don't care where you work.
But they don't.
And I don't work in the city of Detroit, but I'm paying.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people don't know they're paying, and we really don't know how much we're paying.
Well, true.
Right, true that.
Right, and you know, if you don't, you know, think about how that would be if you saw on, you know, how like when you get your pay stub or whatever and it says federal taxes and Social Security and healthcare, if they had the other deductions for where your money went from municipalities. Like for me, I live in White Lake. Oh, White Lake took, you know, $78 out of your check this week. And, you know, Detroit took this much out of your check. And Oakland County took this much. If people actually knew how much it was costing them.
Yeah, and
they'd be up in arms.
But then, see, it goes deeper than this. It's like, well, what within White Lake? What within Detroit? What within my water? And this is what I'm telling you. Again, just this failed jail site, as it is, a fucking parking lot, is going to cost us almost $500 million. Right? And the same dopes that were responsible for that, right, were sitting in the tent.
Oh, yeah.
At this week's fucking goat show. Right? Hamming it up like everything's awesome.
Saying thanks, Dan Gilbert. Thank you, Dan.
Stephen Ross is there. Stephen Ross is a heavyweight, and he does get stuff done. Right? So I've got some confidence this will get built, but $300 million ain't all that. I mean, they're redoing the student union at Michigan.
Well, I'm happy for the University of Michigan and their innovation center, and I'm not trying to shit on that project. Fine, that's a good thing. City of Detroit needs that. You know, University of Michigan needs that.
Yeah.
State of Michigan needs that. Where? What about the fucking project that failed that we're all still paying
for?
Well,
no, that's, as I told a young person in the media here, let's move along. Fuck it. But, like, well, we got to look into LCA, right?
Are you telling me to get over it?
Hold on a second. We got to look into LCA.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, I said, it's too late.
It is too late for that.
Forget it. It's in a contract. The guy outsmarted you. I tried to tell you. You got suckered. You don't share in any of the revenue.
No.
We pay for you, Mr. Billionaire. Right? I tried.
And how are we paying Mr. Billionaire on this deal?
Well, so the...
The Innovation Center.
Here, University of Michigan is a nonprofit.
Sure.
So this thing not going to get taxed, right? They've got a $12 billion endowment. How much are we going to give them? Again.
We shouldn't give them a damn dime. They can afford to build their building.
Well, this is don't call me to a press conference until you got this shit laid out.
But I'm saying, what'd Gilbert get out of this? Because he owned the property.
We're going to find out. Gilbert supposedly owns the property, but he's going to develop it for University of Michigan and then donate the property. And I'm like, well, what are you going to make on the development?
Well, does he donate the property before or after the development is made?
The details, Bob, details.
Well, because the...
Okay, well, details.
Maybe this is his inn where he's like, he gets to write off the value because I donated it.
Well...
And if it was worth $300 million or if it was worth $1 billion.
Well, where is that?
I don't know.
Right. Where is... So, oh my God. Couple of rednecks. If I was able to really sit down and ask and you gave me something, I would ask you where's it coming from?
Right.
Throw up a watercolor again? This is the fifth watercolor on that site. Ready?
Right.
First, we had the jail watercolor. You remember that one? Then we had the townhouses watercolor from Gilbert.
The townhouses.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Then we had the soccer.
That was going to be lovely, though.
No, not as lovely as the next watercolor, which is, it's a soccer stadium.
Right.
Oh, wait, now we're going to move that back over to Ford Field. Trick! It's going to be townhouses again.
And now?
It's going to be an innovation center.
Innovation center.
With the hotel. I mean,
I will say the Innovation Center was born out of innovative ideas of the way to rip off the public.
Well.
Because it's been changing, you know.
So Whitmer was there.
We've been doing this story for the last 6 years.
Yeah, I'm not...
Started with Fecano.
Right.
And we're like, come on.
How come nobody was fucking yelling at me then? Hey, man, lay off, man. You're negative. It's all wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the...
Well, you were doing stand-ups in your underpants, so people thought that was good.
Well, dig this, you know. I mean, that's why you're going to call Luke Nowacki. I'll give you his number in a minute. But the GDP, the gross domestic product of the United States of America, right? Projected all economic activity, private, public, right? Snow cones, snowmobiles.
Cars.
Hot dogs, financial services, construction managers. All economic activity, $21 trillion. You know what the federal budget deficit is?
Yeah, they just announced it.
$1
trillion. Trillion dollars.
In an expansionary period. $1 trillion is fake. It's borrowed prosperity. It's fake economic activity. So, 1 divided by 21, that's how you get percentages. 1 divided by 21 trillion is 4.6%. So, 4.6% of all economic activity is being funded by borrowed dollars, fake dollars, right? Hopefully the grandkids are going to pay it back, okay? So think about that. What's the growth?
Is that sustainable?
What's the growth in the United States of America? We're having a good financial year.
It ticked down a little bit, as did unemployment. I'm sorry, unemployment ticked up, but it was 1.9 billion.
Percent. That were you working?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is. Economic growth in the last quarter was 2%.
2%.
Let's project it. For this whole year, right, the projection will be, let's call it, it grew 3%. Pretty good, right? Pretty good.
Well, I think that would be a generous.
Just say it. Yes, I'm just doing math. Okay. So the economy grew at 3%, but 4.6% of it's borrowed.
So?
maybe we are in negative territory. Just think about it a minute. Like, instead of hating, I just want to be your brother. I just want to talk money in a cool way once a week. Numbers. Fake crime shit affecting real people.
Well, and that's the thing is, it does affect real people. And until people feel it in their pocketbook or in their paycheck or on at the gas station or at the grocery store, until they feel it there, they don't feel it. You know, you can tell me all you want.
Well, that's why, look, Elizabeth Warren or Bernie, like, it doesn't quite work, I don't think, with the public in general to say radically we're going to change the tax structure, you know, radically we're going to raise trillions because we're all smart. We're all smart. Like, where?
Well, you know, in my...
Wait a minute. Wait, right?
Well, I couldn't agree more. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think people are going to buy into that.
Where are we going to get free fucking college when we can't figure out the first grade?
And how are you going to pay for health care and all this kind of stuff, whatever? I think the problem is they're framing the argument wrong. Like, they're thinking, you know, the argument's being framed like, this is going to happen. I'm going to be elected president. We're going to have free health care for everybody, free college for everybody. We're going to raise everybody's taxes. We're going to tax the rich, whatever. And that's the wrong argument. That should be the goal. You know, the health care for everybody should be the goal.
Yeah.
But you know, how we get there is in modest steps.
Look, you're right.
Because there's no other way people are going to accept it. Well, I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
Right?
But they will accept it when things have radically changed, like the Great Depression. Like the Great Recession, right? When you've got to save capitalism from itself, then I'll take some radical shift of thinking.
Right.
We haven't reached that.
Right.
And it's you know, we're all angry and desperate, and we know that's possibly coming. We can argue about this, right? It might be coming. We don't want it to come. We don't want economic collapse to get here.
No, but I agree with you that you kind of almost need that for people to accept some of the changes. So these big changes.
Well, you know,
you need to have,
because we don't need them until we need them. What we need is some responsible adults in the room, and the only one I saw, like at this failed jail shit, was Steve Ross, right? Look, Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
Takes the stage. She's next to Duggan. They hate each other, man. They're not even talking. It was awesome to watch. It was just so uncomfortable. And you know what I mean? Well, the sock puppet theater's going on and watercolors are being projected. And then she took the stage to deliver her prepared remarks that I already had in the press release of 6 pages they gave me so we could rapidly quote her. Stupid theater. But she does goes off script and gives a shout out to Joe Palomara. Let me do it again. Joey Palomara. Hey, Joey Palomara. Joey Palomara, you remember him?
No, I don't.
Okay, everybody got to know Joe Palomara, Big Joe. Joe is the Wayne County Commissioner for Downriver, right? Downriver Joe.
For a long time.
Was in Lansing for a long time until he got term limited out, and, you know, Gretchen's a creature of that stuff. And so he's a Wayne County Commissioner. His job is to have oversight over the Wayne County Executive, right? But guess what Joey does for his second job? He's a fucking lobbyist in Lansing, and his firm represents, wait for it, the Wayne County Executive.
Oh, nice.
A shout out to that?
Nice.
Okay, a shout out to...
You know who likes that? The Wayne County Executive.
Jesus. So, Joey's been there a while. I remember Joey from the first failed deal.
Yeah.
Okay? And I remember...
Yeah,
Joey
he's had his fingers in the soup.
He'd vote for it, and he'd dodge tough questions, and you know, we dug up the math, and this thing was a rook. And now they're all back in the same room.
Saying, way to go, Joe.
A lobbyist for the county executive is also a commissioner trying to...
Oversight of the county executive.
Exactly. Now, I'm not going to say he directly lobbies for the commissioner. Yeah, I'm sure he would recuse himself. He doesn't have that for a client, but your firm does. What are we doing? Hey, Downriver, guess what? You like Joey? Good with me. You pick who you want to pick, right? I respect your pick. the ballot box, not the gun. That's cool. That's the will of the people. That's your representative.
But know the deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you know, guys out there, you got your jobs, and you really focus on your jobs and feeding your family. You do rely on the press, people like me, to do this work, because how do you even know it unless we give it to you? You're not down at the county building. So what I really try to do is read the contracts, do the interviews, read the audits.
Ask the questions.
The law. I read the law and the analysis of those bills when Doug Gilbert got state law changed for everybody in this state to build a skyscraper for him. I mean, I make much less doing it now, but at least I get to do it now. So, you know, it's gratifying because I get this on the social media when I'm up having my drink, just noodling through like I'm sure everybody else does. This one's from Nate Smith Tig. Sorry, bro, if I mispronounced it. Shout out, man. I know you're out there. He says, is this some bizarro universe? I agree with LaDoofus. Things really have gone crazy.
Man, you know.
I'm making fun of my name. Here's
he agreed with you.
Here's Sean Connor, technician at GM. Shout out. Glad you're back at work, Sean. He says, I usually disagree with LaDuff because I hate his skepticism. But now it seems he's been right all along. They're announcing project after project, but no movement is happening. Whatever happened to the Monroe blocks? He's talking about Gilbert. He's definitely having cash flow issues, and these announcements are all for show and taxes. Well, we shall see.
True that.
But you see, the other thing I do is I take lunches with, you know, heavyweights. Give me it, Bob.
Ooh.
I do. And I pick up the tab.
Ooh.
I do. So that's why we're only going to a fucking diner. And these guys dig it.
Sure.
And then you find out what everybody's up to, and you realize the big money, say, in Oakland County or Dearborn, what they're thinking. And the prognosis is uncertainty. That means negativity, right? When you're a developer, you don't want
uncertainty. Businesses want certainty, not uncertainty.
And Dan Gilbert is on everybody's mind, not
as uncertain
around here, right? Not federal interest rates, right? Not manufacturing futures orders, not the China trade war. Mostly here, we're like, how's Gilbert doing?
Right.
Because he owns 100 buildings.
Right.
He is the mayor.
And I would say he's bigger than the mayor.
Oh, he's the mayor knows that.
Yeah.
The mayor admits it much.
He's got the power levers on the city of Detroit.
And he had the cash. And yeah. God bless him. No put down there.
Or he leveraged the cash. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, that's on him.
Right.
Right? But I got to keep track of the public side. What are we going to get for that? Are you paying your taxes? Are you paying a fair amount? It's up to the queue line.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep doing it because, you know, it's about you, the people. It's like you don't got to like your cousin, but he gets invited to the fucking wedding. Call me LaDoofus. I mean, I'm just trying, dude. It's.
Well, again, like you say, you don't have to like him, but you've got to be civil. You've got to be polite. Come on, people.
It was pretty cool. I mean, you know. Yeah. Look, at least the guy considered it. And you know what? It turns out, even when we don't like each other, we have a lot in common. Some
sure.
things we do agree upon.
Sure.
You know, and lastly, it's just, I just don't think there's a lot of people just doing it. Studying it, saying what you think you see, right? And for God's sake, make it readable or fun to watch.
Well, there's fewer and fewer people doing it. Fewer and fewer organizations are, you know, news to me seems like it's focusing on the rollover accidents, the fucking, you know, the car that drove into the building, the easy shit that doesn't mean anything. They don't have any smart people looking into the stuff that really means stuff.
Okay. So, well, you know, look, how about, man, we had Dave Bing on.
Yeah, Dave, he was great.
Mayor.
Mary Bing.
Right? Auto supplier. Guy knows a few things, right? You can't bullshit the guy. And he and I are not friends. That was mutual respect. I kicked his ass.
Sure.
And nobody was Facebooking me.
Right.
So what's the diff here? So what did he say? There ain't going to be 10,000 jobs over at that Chrysler Jeep shit.
He did say that. Yeah, he predicted it.
That we in Michigan, all of us, kicked in another $350 million.
Yeah.
And the FBI's looking into how the land was put together. Remember that?
Right.
And remember, they had to jam it through because Chrysler needed an answer from Detroit. Are you going to give
us a lot
of money?
Are you
going to
do it? Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to Belvedere, Illinois, to the plant there.
Right.
And I called the mayor in Belvedere, and he goes, what are you
I hadn't heard of it.
And nobody told me about Plan Plus. We don't have a bucket full of free money to give away. That's what he said. So, Dave Bing's like, I don't know if it's ever going to come. And I'm like, we're never going to recoup that money over 30 years. That's got to be 10,000 jobs doing three shifts, right, for 30 straight fucking years to break even on the money we gave.
Which would never, never happen.
Now, I know, hey, maybe we should, you know, since we're spending fake money in America, use some of it to create some good jobs for people. Fair.
Sure.
Fair. But let's have a true accounting of how many for whom and how much.
And how much is it going to cost?
Which developer keeps getting. Exactly, right?
Sure.
Is it going to break even? No, the hockey arena is never going to break even. So, what happened? What's the news this week?
New deal.
Fiat Chrysler, right, is going to merge with Group PSA of France. That's
Peugeot.
Peugeot and Citroën.
Right.
Right, those little tinky cars. Okay, great. So we rushed into...
$50 billion merger.
We rushed into a land deal with Fiat Chrysler down there and gave them away the world. Why was Chrysler pushing us so hard? Does this value their company?
Well, because they knew this was coming, yeah.
This is going to highly value their company, sure. Which the French now have 50% of, and we'll see how it works out because that Mercedes merger wasn't so hot.
Well, I don't think the merger's gone through yet.
Well, it's been announced.
It's pending approval. You're right. It's been announced.
You know, I mean, that's okay.
Like,
so,
yeah, probably.
Let's consider this. An Italian and American auto company, right, which is incorporated in the Netherlands.
In Europe, yeah. In the
tax
EU.
Dodging. It's an LLC, you know.
Right.
Headquartered in London, England, and led by a British dude, is now going to merge with
Fiat Chrysler.
Pierre?
Yeah.
Who left the United States market, what? They pulled out 30 years ago? When was the last time you get a Citroën? So what does that mean?
I don't ever remember seeing Peugeot dealerships here.
What if a new company decides to liquidate everything? I don't know.
Yeah.
That deal went real fast. Locals got their thumbs in and got paid at the last minute. Like,
Well, and it doesn't really do anything for the American worker because they claim it's not going to affect negatively or positively manufacturing jobs. So they're not going to lose factory workers, but we're not going to get any factories either to build these cars because, you know, Peugeot's produced, they're manufactured in Europe,
yeah.
And Fiat Chrysler's are manufactured here in America. So it's just a dealer network? Really?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean...
Okay, so all this is supposed to... Government engages in this to help regular people, average Joe guys, right? And gals, you and me. So, you know, Karen's ongoing growth is it? I really think she wants to be an NPR reporter. She's really got the delivery and the sort of elegant mindset. Right, I think
she does indeed, but you know she's got her ear to the people.
Go ahead, let's play it.
I believe that your perspective is contingent upon your perch. What you see is shaped by where you sit. This is especially true when we talk about Detroit. It's changing landscape, complexion, complexity, and corruption. I've talked to a lot of new Detroiters, those who are excited about what they see and don't understand how anyone can see otherwise. But talking to those who've been here and want to stay here yields an entirely different discussion. I stopped by a local coffee shop on East Warren and Audubon in an Eastside Detroit neighborhood to see what they thought. Shop owner Jerry sees a new energy.
I'm seeing people proud to wear things that say Detroit. Everybody's selling things that say Detroit. And it's a good feeling to be in Detroit, to be from Detroit, and see other people that are proud of my city.
What does that do for the guy that rides past your coffee shop every day on a bike with nowhere to go?
Good question.
But the same reality.
What do you expect from city government to help change the infrastructure of the city is so that everybody at least has the opportunity to thrive?
Have they ever?
46-year-old Gwen recently returned to Detroit after a year in Atlanta and finds the changes disappointing.
I mean, I think it's definitely different, meaning it's changing, changing a lot. If you go downtown now, you see downtown how it used to look, you know, probably for the last 15 years ago. Downtown was really busy. But what I've noticed has changed the most is the ethnicity. So my real question, you know, for Detroit has been, I just relocated back home from Atlanta. And so since I've been back, it just does not seem to be inclusive of the African-Americans that have maintained Detroit.
While former Highland Parker and now Detroiter, 56-year-old Greg sees the burden of a hopeless community.
Most of the people over here are in poverty. So they don't see hope. They don't see any possibility of doing anything positive, so they continue with the negative. And that's what I basically see.
And has but one request of leadership.
I would want him to be a man and resign. That would be my, that would be what I would want him to do. But I knew going in that he was not going to do anything different than Kwame did, but he was going to get away with it.
While much is touted, the reality is not much for too many in Detroit. If you don't see what they see, perhaps you should change your seat.
I play the street light because there's no place I can go. Street light, it's the only life I know. Street light, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street light.
I just dance in there. Sweet working.
Well, she's right.
Well, look.
Your perspective depends on where you sit and how you're looking at things, you know?
Just being cooler there, that might get a few people pissed, you know? Look, it's the thing. Because one woman saying, like, yeah, man, went from black to white downtown.
Yeah.
And it's in some parts of the city, it's still fucked up. In some parts, guys got a coffee shop now and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's lots of, it's such an interesting and strange time. It is.
Well, it is, and I think the woman who relocated or came back from Atlanta, you know, the downtown is not the downtown it was 15 years ago.
No.
I disagree with her on that. I mean, it's...
No, she says it's not the same downtown.
Oh, I thought she was saying it was like the same downtown.
No, she's like, you know, it's vibrant, you know, but...
But it's racially different.
Yes, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, I
well, here's the thing. Here, Bill, while you struggle through your highness, let me just say this. That's people who want to talk. That's people that want to talk to you. You out there, right? Like, you share ideas. That's what we're trying to do. That's what Karen's trying to do. It's like, it's legit. Everybody's got a legit point of view. And, you know, if it's out there.
Sure. And it's valid.
It's called the marketplace of ideas. It's great. Let's just get along, man.
Yeah.
Listen to it. And if that's what people are feeling, then that's a feeling that's bubbling out there.
Right. And you know, and she had that experience in you know, relocating back from Atlanta in the downtown area. And I don't know where she was living or what her experience was. But then Karen talked to somebody out in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, and anybody who knows Detroit knows there's a huge difference between downtown, midtown, and the neighborhoods.
Yeah, we do a lot of Detroit, almost exclusively Detroit here, but, you know, every place has its thing.
Sure.
You know, and sure. And again, that's why I didn't never dog anybody for voting Trump. Never. That's not a mark on you, I don't think, the way I look at you.
Well,
I judge Trump for his job and well, love him for his job.
I wouldn't give anybody shit for voting for Trump.
No, yeah.
But I would give people shit for voting for Trump again. Because, like...
Don't be a douche. If that's what they're going to do, they're going to do what you want to do.
Well...
And you're not going to do
that. And there's probably going to be 40% of the people who do.
And you're not going to do that.
No.
You don't do that. You wouldn't have the courage to do that now. Somebody knock you the fuck out. Seriously. Yeah. Like, if, let's say Obama, and you went in Detroit and went like, hey, Obama's fucked up. You, who out there calls Obama a criminal went into Detroit and said, there's something fucking wrong when you vote for this guy? Nobody. And nobody's going to go do that in Trump country. So, look, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. I got my feeling.
Well, I have my feeling.
And you know what? You know? If your feeling is smarter and better, then we should just take the votes away from some people that don't know what they're doing.
Well, I would not advocate for that. Well, everybody's entitled to their vote. And like I said, and I'll just say it again and leave it there, I don't have any problem with people who voted for him the first time. But I would take issue if you voted for him again after
What's this issue you're going to take? What's that issue? How are you going to take issue? How exactly are you going to take it? Quietly? Huddled up in your distant suburban ranch house with life's all fucking good with the underground pool?
It's a tri-level. It's not a ranch. I'd like a ranch, but it's not.
Let me say this. The economy. Overreaction is not a strategy for the long-term investor. It's not. Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748 for rational financial advice. Again, overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Call Luke Nowacki, discuss your goals, your needs, the future of your kids, right? It's not a one plan fits all. It doesn't pull something out of the drawer. Construct a strategy for yourself. Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Position you and your investments, retirement, and college saving plans for the long term. It's Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. I got to say that securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Associates Inc., member of FINRA SIPC. Royal Associates Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced herein are independent of Royal Associates Inc.
Well done.
Boom. Feds cut rates. Time to call Hall Financial. They've received 800 five-star reviews for their happy clients and their
801 five-star reviews. I'm giving them a five-star.
Go on. They're there. Call up. What if I told you you could skip a mortgage payment and lower your payment same time?
I would say that's awesome, and I'm closing on Monday.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Right?
What so if I wanted to, I wanted to make a December mortgage payment.
They'll walk you through the process, won't they, Bob?
They will.
They'll provide you with the top realtor, won't they, Bob?
They will. Follow up on your calls, call you right back, walk you through it, explain things to you. You know, because I'm not a finance guy. I don't get a lot of that stuff, but they're very thorough. Walk me through the process. Let me know what's going on.
Did they work to your schedule?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, in fact, they're coming to my house to close. They're like, we can do it wherever you want. You want to do a coffee shop? You can come into our office and do a coffee shop. We'll come to your house, wherever you want. And I'm like, just come to my house. And they're like, fine.
Fucking sweet.
I never heard anything like it.
You're actually smiling.
I know. I couldn't believe
no,
it.
No, you're actually, like, we should take a picture of fucking Bob getting a boner over the service he got at Hall Financial.
It's fantastic.
What more could you want, Dave?
That's for real. And thank you very much, guys.
Right, 248-308-5000. Right? If you're looking to purchase or refinance, we can chat with them online at davidhallmortgage.com. Give Hall Financial a call today, 248-308-5000, the official mortgage lender of the No Bullshit News Hour. Lender.
Yeah, if you need a mortgage, you need to refi, you're making a mistake if you do not call him, because they are awesome.
NMLS number 1467435.
Boom.
I got to do this. I was going to call Chicken. Should we call Chicken Joe? The fuck happened?
We haven't heard from him lately.
Fucking Chicken, fucking Joe. But as Mannequin's getting him on the line, let's just thank God the California fires are dying down.
Oh, my God. Well, no, there was a new one that broke out overnight.
I know, but the Santa Anas.
Yeah.
Those,
the winds
that's a Scirocco. That's a wind coming off the desert.
Yeah.
I lived out there, dude. There's been literature written about it.
Were there any fires when you lived out there?
Dude, when I worked for the New York Times, I had my own fire suit.
Really?
I went out every... The four seasons are this. Santa Ana's come and dry everything out and blow, and it's fire season.
Wow.
Then they go out, and the rain will come soon.
And then it's mudslides and shit.
Flood and mudslide season. Ugh. Yep. Then in spring, I don't know why, but it's earthquake season. And then, of course, you've got your random rioting season.
Wow.
So that's California.
I just, you know, being in television, obviously I see the footage and the video all the time, and it just breaks my heart. And, you know, there's very few things that are as destructive as a fire.
Oh, they're scary as fuck, those forest fires. I was covering
they move quick, and it ruins all your shit.
No, it'll jump over and kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't escape the shit. It'll jump over the road. So I was in a canyon, like in the, oh, shit. It was out towards the east, Bear Lake and shit up there. And we got trapped in this bowl, like this valley, and it burning everywhere. And it was a bar, and the power still worked. I don't know how. And the beer was cold.
Let's go.
I could get through to my boss, and guess what the name of this fucking bar was?
I have no idea.
The Fireside.
The Fireside.
Did you know he just hunk it in there like, shit. No, was it? It was a payphone because the cell phones didn't work. It was a trippy night.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm thinking of you all, and, you know, good luck. Take care of yourself. Love your neighbor. But here's the thing. Why are we talking about it in Detroit? I was talking to some friends out there, right? Called up, see what's up. Their power company, PG&E, is a private company. It's a for-profit company.
Yeah.
Monitored, right, by the public, but it's a for-profit
private company.
PG&E, Pacific yeah. Gas Electric. They're being blamed for so many of these because their grid is such shit.
Well, because didn't they go bankrupt in the early 2000s?
No, they just filed for bankruptcy last year because of all the... Here, let me finish it. Their grid is so bad, the wires fall off, the transformers explode. When the winds blow, their equipment's causing the forest fires.
Sure.
So yeah. What did they do this year because of that bankruptcy last year?
They were shutting down the power.
Millions of people's power in the middle of an emergency. My God. Right? Now, just Google it, guys. I mean, the point is draining money out of the upgrades because you have to satisfy a certain
shareholder
expectation of return.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, what is DTE here in Michigan? It's the same thing PG&E is. It's a publicly traded company held by private investors.
Right. And they have the state has oversight over the utility, and they have regulation control over the utility. But
supposedly.
Yeah. But they ain't making the money, and they're not making the investments, and they're not making the business decisions. That's done by a private entity.
And like New York is a public power utility. Los Angeles is a public utility, right? But the deregulation shit left no oversight of these things. That utility board you're talking about, they'll slap them on the wrist and say, we're going to look into it. But all they really do is pass rate hikes.
Right.
My power goes out 6 times a year. And remember last year?
Yeah.
The gas juncture, that junction where all the gas went in?
Right.
Exploded?
Exploded,
the coldest day of the year? Is this acceptable?
Well, and there was a huge, you know, for DTE customers around here, and that's me and you, there was that ginormous rate hike in the spring or whatever it was.
Exactly, bro.
And you're like... Didn't change my service.
Now, there's studies, and you know the company will point you to another study, but there are studies, and legitimate ones, showing that Michigan has the worst grid in America. How about that? There are studies. Go just Google it. Michigan, worst power grid in the United States.
How many times did you lose power a year?
1 year I lost it 6. A couple handful this year.
Yeah, I was just sure. I've lost it a couple times this year.
A couple times.
Yeah, not for an extended period. Although my brother, who lives in Clarkston, I think they lost it more than we did. One time was like 6 or 7 days.
Yep.
It was a long time.
This is what I want out of my representatives, my friends.
And it wasn't like a storm situation
either.
Right,
it was like a wind blew.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like I was reading a study, and of the 6 major events that caused major power, the 6 biggest power outages across America, and the events that led to them, right? 5 of them had to do with hurricanes. One, which is a repeat hit like a month later, right? So basically on the eastern seaboard, where you get the nor'easters.
Yeah.
Right, those cyclones. And the hurricanes in the Carolinas.
Right.
Ours was number 6, I believe.
It was ice storm?
It was just a high wind storm.
Huh.
Just a storm.
Just a storm.
Wind blew. Hundreds of thousands of customers, which means millions of people. It's unacceptable.
Right.
And why aren't our politicians dealing with this kind of shit? Why can't my representatives from Michigan pony up to a table, wherever the fuck y'all eating caviar, and discuss what you can do about publicly owned or privately owned utilities?
Right.
And they'll come up with a cockamamie law that's going to fuck the company up. Like, you're required to invest 90% of your profits. Man, give them some kind of sliding scale or something. You don't need to invest 90% every year.
Well, yeah.
That's graft.
And I'm not going to sit here and say that I know what the proper amount would be. But to have some kind of provision in the law that says, hey, you got to reinvest in your shit. Because, you know, people are paying for it. And it, you know, whether it's...
It's life and death shit.
It is life and death. There's elderly, there's, you know, disabled, there's, you know, just people with babies and, you know, they can't have your formula going out.
We know, because we got to get this fucking show moving along. It got me thinking. Who's the only reporter in town that even challenges the power company?
Chicken Joe.
Chicken fucking Joe went to his nice house in the woods of Ann Arbor where the power was on.
Right.
Well, our power was off. Really? Chicken fucking Joe, is he on the line?
Hello?
What's up, Joe?
What's happening, man? I ain't heard you from you in a while.
Well, what the fuck? I told you. Like, I got to call you?
Well, I've had issues. I've had some real bad issues. I got stuck on this camera job where the lady lied to me and said it would be done. You could have it done in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And eight and a half weeks later, I was still trying to get out of this damn job. And now I'm waiting to get paid for all the extra labor that was involved. So, man, platform contracting ain't what it used to be. Well, because it was supposedly 3 days and it was X amount of money, which would have been great. If I could have done it in 3 days, that's like what they were offering me was 2 months worth of regular income off my job. Which I could have made it even in a week, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, you said that. So what
happened?
But
it dragged out for 2 months, so now I'm like breaking even and missing time off of my regular job while doing it.
Well, when you say it dragged on for 2.5 months, you were shooting for 2.5 months?
No, it was installing surveillance cameras in a new store up on
this just begs the question, dude.
80,000 square feet building.
You thought it was going to be 3 days, but you didn't know what you were doing.
No, they lied and told me it was going to be 3 days.
Well,
what they didn't tell me was that none of the wiring was ran.
They took advantage. Why didn't you walk off the job then and say, pay me for 3 days?
Ordinarily, I probably should have, but I was looking at their damn money, and I still thought, well, maybe I could run this wire in a week, and it wouldn't be so bad.
Well, they still got to pay you for your work. You mean, you had to complete the project.
That's what I'm still struggling with.
So listen, Joe. See, Joe, this is the problem here, man. So you entered into a contract with them, right?
Right.
And you said you'd do this job with you thinking it would be 3 days, right?
No, with them telling me it would be 3 days.
Well, Joe, hi.
Well, but you get to decide. I mean, they show you the job.
This is going to take two months to do.
This is the shit.
I would have demanded totally different clamors. I would have said, okay, it's going to take that long. I need a paycheck every week. I need X amount per week to proceed with this. But they said, you'll have it done in 3 days, and it was a four-digit amount. So I'm like, oh, awesome. And I said, okay, let's do it. Even if it took a week, I would still been doing great. Yeah. What's that? Well, it's not even playing sound effects. Nothing.
Yeah, it is. It's nothing. Joe, you entered into a job.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, you're killing me, Smalls. You entered it. Listen, why haven't you been doing anything for the No Bullshit News Hour? Your boy Jerry is back in the news. Let me tell you, you know, why he's back in the news. Because the chairman of the board of our shit power company, right, was just named a Michigander of the Year by the Detroit News for his charitable work.
You mean the guy that I went out to his house?
Yeah, and he ran away. He ran away from me. Joe,
congratulate you on being right about Mayor Mike.
Well, I don't want any congratulations. What do you mean I'm right?
You were right. You predicted everything that we saw on the news last night about Mayor Mike. You've been predicting it for months.
Well, you know, That's why I expect more out of you, Joe. I pay you, and then you get lost. You don't come up with any ideas. And here's the sweetest thing of it all.
I did send you a couple of things, and I never heard from you as to whether they were sucked or whether nothing. So I just thought, oh, maybe he fired me. I don't know.
So I'm just going to hide?
Huh?
So you're just going to hide? You're just going to take it? So you're
not hiding. I got a wife to leave. I got bills to pay.
Yeah, you got a 3-day job that you got to put 2 months in. Okay, fine. Wait a minute, Joe. The last time I saw you, I gave you a nice check. I bought you some beers, and I talked to you about journalism for real. And you took that to mean you're fired? That's...
No, the next day, the piece that I sent you, that conversation...
No, I yelled at you because did you take this down off your social media yet? You're trying to fucking raise money to buy a house.
Oh, yeah, I took that up.
And then you're using the Chicken Joe hashtag and suit from the No BS News Hour? To fucking shake the community down? Are you trying to fucking profit off this shit?
He's trying to monetize.
He's always talking about his
objectivity, you know, and his credibility, and he's out there fucking raising money in the Chicken Joe outfit.
Well, the objectivity is for sale. See, so.
No, oh my God. So you guys, you know what? I don't know where that lies within the scope of ethics or whatever. Maybe it's something.
Dude, don't do it. You know, here's the thing.
You yelled at me and cut me off.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, just don't. I had a detail wrong on that last story about the guys that tore down the building and shit.
Oh, no. Let's get to where this is at. This is all the last. There's only one I didn't even fucking consider putting on that you've done, Joe. I've always worked with you. Tried to teach you. But this one was the height of outrageous. It's stupid. You took a story. You read a story in the newspaper, and it's a fucking useless story. Nobody gives a fuck about some clerk in Southfield did something about what, Joe?
They called it election fraud, which made it pertinent to the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So it was election fraud. So
all you did was read the article.
He read the article, and then he recorded himself what he thought about it.
Right.
And what he figured was going to happen. In my estimation, this is Joe Cronkite. What's going to happen here?
And the funny thing is, this is an opinion piece.
Yeah, dude,
an opinion piece.
Nothing's going to happen. She's not going to get in any.
But here's the thing, Joe. You didn't even know how to pronounce the fucking names in the story. You were mispronouncing the clerk's name. You mispronounced the writer's name. It's like, dude, this is really stupid.
That was fucked up.
I'm actually taking time out of my life and, you know, Facebook people yelling at me to deal with this shit. And Joe's like, maybe I got fired. You know what we got to do? The whole thing is, but the sad thing is we would play it. Because it's so stupid. But it's like 18 minutes long.
It was too long.
I can't be on my own. I got to be part of a team. As a team member, I work great and I can do a lot of shit. But all on my own, I fuck up a lot of
shit. Joe, all you got to do.
Don't press record, fall over and break the recorder. Get stories wrong. See what's great? Mispronounce names.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, look how much you've learned.
But having said that, you're not giving booby prizes out to a guy that's ineffectual at his job. You go out there with a sack of nuts and say, I just want to ask you a couple simple questions about our power. And he runs away from you. You, armed, and we do have to go through it a couple of times at night. It's very difficult to deal with you, Joe. And once you understand the material, you're able to go toe-to-toe with the chief of police. And he sounds like the guy that can't answer it. He sounds silly. You sound real smart. So you got ability, a lot of it. But you got to, you know, when it's a team, everybody in the team chips in. Like, you got to come up with some ideas. Look what Karen's doing. We're going to help
her. What is Karen doing? I ain't heard from her in a long time.
That's because you're not listening to this show.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks, Joe. Okay, listen. I also did this. I'm going to work on this story. Remember we sent you to the Wayne County Jail, do the conditions and all that? Remember way back when?
Yeah, I sent a FOIA request and I never heard back from her.
Yeah, you quit on it. And I promised the listeners...
The next step of them refusing to acknowledge your FOIA request is to take them to court.
I promised the listeners, and I FOIA'd the county, Joe. See, you FOIA'd the city. And the city doesn't run or own the jail. So what I had to do for you was FOIA the county. All the departments. Right? The clerk.
All departments.
I did all departments. The clerk, the sheriff, you know, the county prosecutor.
When you got money, you can do shit like that.
Hey, Joe, I did it for free. I did it for free. It just took thinking and actually doing it. And here's the answer. So the jail, and it's in the news today. We start our show with the new jail, the tax center, the other new jail that's coming that's over budget, and this jail and that jail. The current jail where we put human beings, which is under federal consent for inhumane conditions in there since the 80s. Guess what? There exists no health department visit, no investigation. Yeah. No, they don't have it.
Now, who dropped the ball on that?
We all
Somebody's
did.
Somebody's supposed to investigate.
Well, Joe, that was going to be you because nobody else finds it to be interesting or important enough. So I now told you. Listen, I've now told you that there are no documents. I want you to go get the sheriff. I want you to go get the sheriff. I want you to get the president of the deputies union, right? The correctional officer, the sheriff's deputy.
Oh, that would be a good people.
Okay, hold on a second.
They'll talk to you.
And then I want you to get a person or two that just got released. Can you do that? You don't got to talk forever. And we'll help you put it together. And you can honor the commitment you made to the community. Okay?
Okay, well, let me just bring... I tried to mention this to you that night we were at the bar together. I got to bring it up again.
Okay.
I have a job that I have to be at 8:30 in the morning, and I can't leave till 5 o'clock at night. It makes it kind of hard to run around and doing stuff that has to be done during the middle of the day when I can't do nothing during the middle of the day.
Do you want to do this or not? You got a lunch hour or not? Can't you call up and record the sheriff? You're requesting an interview?
Man, I would never get him on the phone. I mean, I'll try that, but I'll lay out.
Hey, Joe, we just want people to hear you,
a
regular guy who understands the issues, to get the answer. Because rarely do you get a straight answer anyway. But I just want you to just be tenacious. When you're not lazy and dumb, you're actually good. But dumb,
you bid a
2 month job out for 3 days. I can't be responsible for that. You told me you're going to have all kinds of time because you're getting paid 2 months for 2 months worth of salary for 3 days work, and then it turns out it was 2 months worth of work.
But see, if I was not locked into having to work to pay my bills, I would be more dedicated. I would go down to Evans's office like you camped on what's his name? I'd do the same thing. I'd camp on him.
I tell you what, Joe.
I will find out.
I tell you what.
I'll meet him at the golf course.
We pay you more than they did for that stupid camera job. Add it all up, baby.
Yeah. I'll have to do the math on it. But I'll tell you, who's really making money is a scissors lift. They're paying $600 a week for the scissors lift. The scissors lift is making more money than me. Okay? And the scissors lift is still out there waiting on me because the job's
Joe,
not
whatever happened to the pieces you were going to do about Joe's disappearing Detroit? Did you know that, Joey? Hold on, Joe. Mannequin Joey. Do you know that they're trying to erase all memory of Chicken Joe from Detroit? Did you know that, Bob?
No, I did not.
Everything that has to do with Baby Joe DeMarco, right? His neighborhood, his elementary school, his high school, they're tearing them all down. They're just erasing Joe. Remember when he did the nice interview with the dope dealer?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, go get us your old principal.
See, here's the thing. I made one...
All right, Joe.
Recurring weekly segment of those.
Joe, what do you want me to do? You want me to do it for you? And you just want me to call up and let you?
I should have just said it the one time. It would have been a good off the cuff comment one time to make, just for that one time. Now it's got to be a weekly ongoing thing. Now I've got to
Nobody said that. See how he does that, Bob?
Yeah.
Nobody's even saying that. Joe, you haven't done shit in like 3 months. Except read from the newspaper and mispronounce people's names. All right. Listen, you're rehired. How's the fundraising going for that new house?
Do I say that again?
How's the fundraiser going for the new house?
What fundraiser? I had to shut it down, remember?
Well, don't do it on our backs, motherfucker. Here's what you can do. Why don't you, since you don't have no time for no nothing, why don't you do us a little evening with Joe? Why don't you, here's what I want, okay? I want you to pretend like I'm a really attractive woman. Like she's coming to your house. And you're going to cook dinner.
That happened last week on a different land. You don't want to know. A really attractive woman came to my house and was telling me that I was stalking her on all forms of social media. And that I was texting her and all this. I'm like, lady, I don't even know you.
What?
I don't know you.
What? And you didn't, did you record it?
It was at Gifford's. No, I was sleeping. I was in bed sleeping.
What was that?
These drunk people from Gifford's Halloween party came pounding on my door. And I was going to ignore it. But I know drunk people tend to be kind of persistent. So I said, well, let me go see what the hell they want. You go out there, and they're like, there's this hot-looking girl that wants to meet you. I'm like, oh, all right, bring her over. I'm kind of disadvantaged. I was sleeping. My hair is pointing in five directions.
Disadvantaged.
Sure are.
You know.
Disadvantaged. So, Joe, man, somebody was fucking with you again. You poor fucker. Okay, listen, I want you to do this. I want you to record an evening with Joe, right? Pretend we're a handsome
woman.
Not
when you're stalking the chick.
And you're just going to make small talk at a candlelit, that wire spool or whatever you have for a table, right? Turn the trash can over and just, you know, seduce us. How about that?
You sound like I live in a fucking junkyard.
Dude, you do. The doors. You got cardboard in the windows. You know that.
Oh, you know how I got to get you this video. You know how that window got broke? Gifford broke that window on Halloween. I didn't go to his
Buford?
Halloween party.
Gifford.
He got
Gifford.
Mad.
Yeah, Gifford's
his
invisible dog.
Window. And I got the surveillance video, and I made it into a cool little cartoon and shit. I'm going to have to get you that.
Yeah, send it. Because, right? We want that mannequin, Joe, right? We'll put that up.
Do a piece about that.
Put that on Facebook Live, okay, Joe? Next week, we'll put that on Facebook Live. We'll start it out with that. And now, from Chicken Joe.
Right.
Okay.
Because I didn't go to the landlord's Halloween party.
Stop, Joe. Not, what? Okay.
Why didn't you go to the landlord's Halloween party?
He wasn't invited.
Again, I was tired from working excessively, and I had to go to sleep. He has parties that go until the next morning or
working
two or three
excessively.
Days.
That's nice, man.
Look, Gifford has parties that go two or three days long, and you can't stay. You know, and he invites people to stay. There's a sleeping bag, there's a mattress, hey, don't drive home, which is great. But, you know, I got a life to live.
Yes, you do, Jim.
I can't stay at his party until it's over.
You can't be partying to all hours of the
day. What a life that is, man. What a life it is. All right, Joe, call me up. Call me tomorrow. Don't call me Sunday. I've got something going on. Call me tomorrow, and I'll try to get you on track. Now, you promised the people, and that's that. All right, bye-bye.
All right, cool.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe.
All right, let's get the fuck on out of here. That shit gave me a headache, man. All right, everybody, try to get along. Love one another.
Paper stacks, the feeling is mutual. You don't like what we do because we say what we are thinking, and that shocks and frightens you. The lion in the jungle shows no shame, it shows no pride. It does what it needs to stay strong and to survive, yeah. cut the hands off the feet. He was starving, his children were crying to be fed, and now they're falling and dying, but at least you are ahead. Just be patient, keep waiting, that's what they always say, but you're tired and you're aching and the pain won't go away. So stand up and speak out, see that your needs are met. Oh, the odds are against you, but please place your bet. And worthless, we're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless, we're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless, we're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless, but it's also very fun. It's useless and worthless, we're staring at the sun. Oh, it is reckless and pointless.